5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TTV Podcast, episode 181.
Mardi Gras.
It's going to be incredibly fun.
Mardi
Gras. Ever do that again?
Stop.
Jeez.
That's so disgusting.
You're bad. So gross.
You did bad, and you should really feel bad.
Sounded like a Darth Vader snail.
You sounded like Kylo Ren if he like got his nose stuffed up or something with like.
Kylo's got the cold.
Yeah, it's like a Kylo Ren with a cold.
Did you see the undercover?
I think everyone's seen that.
Literally everyone in the entire world has seen it.
Just checking. Well, I'm sure Messer hasn't seen it.
I'm pretty sure
we sync viewed it.
Trust me,
I'm pretty sure like
everyone here.
It was a rather funny video. It was a great video.
The Force Awakens is just about to hit. I mean, it's very close to 1 billion domestically.
I was supposed to do that today, actually.
Yeah, it's getting there. I think
yesterday I think it hit 900 million. I don't know if it's going to do another 100 million.
No.
It is the number one film domestically. I'm not sure if it's made it to number one internationally.
Number one film
yet.
In the country.
No, it's not. It is still it's still a couple hundred million behind domestically.
And obviously adjusted for inflation, Gone with the Wind is still the freaking powerhouse, but surprisingly Star Wars is really catching up to Gone with the Wind.
That's crazy. Is a
so long.
Of epic
well, okay.
It's like the only movie that's ever gotten close to Gone with the Wind.
You gotta remember too the reason why. Like people say, well, you should just count ticket sales back then and see like you know what comes in. And Gone with the Wind has the most ticket sales, so obviously it's really popular. Instead of just counting like domestic box office, adjusting for inflation, that kind of thing. But you also have to realize back then when Gone with the Wind came out, there was nothing. Movies didn't come out like every 2 weeks, and you couldn't go and watch TV later either.
Yeah, so there was like no competition.
There was literally nothing. Like,
if you wanted to see
Gone with the Wind came out,
the Wind.
For like about 8 months to a year afterwards, people had nothing else to watch than Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind's pretty good, am I right?
Right. I mean, like, back then, it was like, you know, it was the only thing you could watch. You couldn't watch anything.
Yep. Hello, everyone.
I saw what you did there.
Welcome to the Bionicle Podcast.
Yeah, how's it going?
Welcome to the Bionicle Podcast, where we talk about Bionicles.
That would be so fair if that was a visual to that. Just you picking up the Lego pieces. Bionicles is like full out of hand. You're like staring like derangedly at the camera, like Bionicles.
Yeah, I can already imagine the face he'd make.
He starts eating them, and the bricks fall out of his mouth.
Hey, no! I've said this many times on my reviews. Do not eat the pieces.
Okay.
But LJ, you also said they're spicy, and I like spicy.
Yummy.
Okay, fine, an exception.
You also said a bunch of other things that weren't true, like the recent...
My
like the recent reviews will be done soon, guys.
We are kicking this episode off. Wow!
Or like, I don't know if it's the 20th anniversary of the Lego system or the Bionicle system or whatever.
Okay,
said.
In my defense,
hey
that was very late, and I apologized for that.
It's like the 6th anniversary of
I gotta kick the tar out of you.
Oh man, now you're just trying.
What happened? What did I do?
Okay.
It's like I walked past someone's house on the sidewalk.
You were
and
born.
They came
That's
out
what
of their house
no,
to
wait,
say,
listen.
Get off my property.
What?
Listen, Elder, you always pretend like, oh, I'm just a normal bystander here.
Well,
I don't know what's happening.
I like to see every episode as a blank slate, and then it's like a dog pile. Like
I really love bashing on LJ, and I would like it if we could allow our viewers and our audience to also be able to bash on LJ. But to do that, they kind of have to know who LJ is.
Oh, so LJ's
like a female to our own little TTV party, basically.
Oh my god, Viper, you ruined
Viper,
my transition!
Viper,
I'm going to strangle you!
Viper, come on.
Yay!
All right.
Good job, Mark. I appreciate that transition.
Hey, wait, so Viper's here. Who else is here?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing up.
I'm Bideran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
And I'm Takuma Nuva.
And once more, this is TTV, episode 181. Without further ado, let's kick off the fun. But first,
yeah,
plugs.
Here at TTV, we like to have fun, man. And we all get along really nice. Like Viper, I swear.
Viper,
we like
you
to have fun.
I guess Viper, you and Van became really good
friends over the past week
because you took Var's transition and handed it to Ven on a silver platter. That was spectacular.
She's like, she's secretly, Ven's been paying her off. He's like, all right, Viper, just talk over Var.
Yeah, we're doing like under table dealings. We're like, look, Ven,
just completely.
I know you
want to
screw over Var in the public eye, so we're going to be working together.
Just completely ignore everything Var says, like usual.
Huh? Var, you're not the only one, you know.
No, I am the only one that ever says anything useful that gets ignored.
See, that's where you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Is it where I'm wrong,
mm-hmm.
then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's underwear. You're wrong. So anyway, underwear? Moving on
what?
To,
Yeah,
Meso.
Underwear, by
Meso.
The way, guys.
Hey, what's new?
We're Plugs. Promoting underwear, everybody. Go to underwear.com/your TTV channel.
Wait,
JK, we're
wait.
Not doing that.
Get your own, your lover's...
Calvin
yeah,
Klein.
Yeah, I mean, it is almost Valentine's Day. We're
being
really
sponsored
okay,
by Calvin
whoa.
Klein.
Get a Calvin Klein sponsorship up in
yes.
here.
Yeah.
LJ's going to be modeling it all.
Yeah!
Highly protest.
Then you know fans will buy it then.
I said I was going to do it. Why does everybody steal my ideas? That's all you people do.
Oh,
you
no.
ignore me and steal my ideas.
Hey, guys.
Ben's gone.
I gotta say, man, it's really good seeing all you beautiful people out there watching this podcast episode. I'm really glad that you're watching this episode. But I gotta say, if you're watching this on YouTube, you are a week behind. What are you doing with yourself? What are you doing with your life? You're a disappointment to me, your family, to everybody.
Man, I didn't come here, like, from my family telling me I was a disappointment just to hear it on YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't come here to record a podcast just for you to not listen to it when it comes out. Come on, what are you doing?
Isn't
no.
that the point of podcasts?
Here's what we're going to do, okay? You, lovely audience member, are going to go over to Vessel.com/the TTV channel and check us out in Vessel, because guess what? Whenever we make a podcast episode, we upload it straight to Vessel, right as it's released, right on time, when everything is still relevant and fresh and new, and you get access to that for free. You can watch our podcast in Vessel for free and hear all of our beautiful voices as they've been, well, not as they've been recorded, but about a day after we've been recorded. Instead of, you know, that little crummy old YouTube with all the fine bros copyright stuff
oh.
going on. You know, you don't want to go there.
Ooh.
Don't want to go there. That's 2 weeks delayed. Oh, don't go there. Go to Vessel. And, you know, while you're on it, you might as well, you know, spend a couple bucks, maybe three, and pay for Vessel Early Access, and you can access all of our videos a week in advance.
Do you know how low of a price that is? It's like the price of a pencil. It's great.
It's like the price of a pencil.
The price of the most expensive pencil.
We're going
pencil
back
ever.
To the pencil thing.
I like a mechanical pencil.
Who doesn't have $3 just lying around in their wallet?
$3 is like free to me.
Yeah, $3 is practically free. And that's not an excuse for you to go out and pirate all of our videos, because that would be really mean.
And then we have to copyright our brand and our
yep.
format.
Oh, yeah, no, to trademark everything.
Copyright the podcast.
Yeah. I'd feel yeah. a little so, yeah. flattered if people were, like, out there torrenting our podcast.
That would actually... No, I don't want people to do that because I would, like, that means I'm not making money off of my creation, which makes me sad.
I know.
But with that said, it is a little flattering to have your content pirated on the internet.
Just a little bit.
That
but
just means
not
people
enough.
Want it.
It's
not
like,
enough to matter. But
not
enough.
Enough
to,
yeah, right. It's not
like,
enough to actually outright
offset
pirating.
It's like that feeling
pirating.
You get when you get your first letter of, like, hate mail. It's like, people care about me enough to hate me.
I really
struck a nerve in these people.
Yeah. I got haters.
That's how you know you're popular. People hate you.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Just look at LJ.
Oh, man, I was born popular.
That was Vessel.com/the TTV channel. Check that out. When you pay for early access, you can access not only our channel, but all the content creators on Vessel.com with their early access subscriptions. Some of them have 24-hour early access for, like, news, content updates, that kind of thing. Other people have week-long access, like us, for special, cool creative projects, that kind of thing. You can find channels like Red and Link, Epic Mealtime, all kinds of stuff on Vessel.com.
Recently,
with Vessel
channel
early
awesome.
Access. Channel
wait,
Awesome
wait.
Moved over to Vessel.
Really?
I
oh,
not
really?
That.
They are there.
And that's Nostalgia Critic.
Man,
okay, maybe
they
do a crossover
legit.
Now. They don't like
okay.
YouTube. We don't like YouTube. We can both agree on something.
Band oh, wow. mutual
the Nostalgia Critic reviews The Mask of Light. We'll contact him. We gotta do it.
Honestly, man, dude. Nostalgia Trek, he's like OG stuff. So that's what made him move over, all the YouTube stuff.
Probably all the YouTube stuff. Man. I imagine so. Yeah, because there's been a lot of YouTube stuff.
All right.
Like, real talk here. Not even advertising vessel at this point. Like, I don't care if you get... Well, I mean, I care if you go over or not. Just, like, at this point, if you've decided you're not going to go or you're going to go, you've already made your decision. Okay?
Yeah.
So real talk here. YouTube is awful.
Horrible.
It is really bad.
What's been going on recently has been just a nonstop... torrent of negativity.
It's been pretty terrifying, actually, because, you know, people work their way up from the ground on YouTube. It's a tough place, tough competition and things like that. And then, you know, you get ruined by YouTube and its abusable system.
Yep.
Can we talk about the
YouTube channel got taken down and then it came back, and then there was the whole Fine Brothers fiasco, and then Channel Awesome's been having stuff they're having to deal with.
We should probably mention that for those who don't know. Channel Awesome, which is the channel that the Nostalgia Critic's on, alongside like people like Angry Joe. I'm trying to think.
Angry Joe's in there too.
No. Linkara.
Angry Joe's Linkara. Is always targeted.
Angry Joe is part of Channel Awesome.
Yeah, it is. He was part of Channel Awesome. I mean,
it was Angry Joe.
He is.
Angry Joe. He's a video game reviewer.
He's a Joe that's angry.
Yeah.
Angry Joe.
He's a Joe that's angry.
He's a game reviewer. But yeah, anyhow, their channel got called. They got a copyright strike. But oddly enough, YouTube also took away all their monetization, which is kind of bad because that's how they make their money. It's off monetization of their stuff. So YouTube just shut that down. That's not supposed to happen when you have a copyright strike. They sent several letters. They sent several emails to people from YouTube. No answer. So he had to make a video and say, hey, you know, this kind of thing happened. But he brought up an important point. He said, hey, Channel Awesome, like Nostalgia Critic, he's been around forever. He's one of the OG internet reviewer, skit people. He's been around since,
forever.
Since I started.
Honestly, the oldies, as far as content creation, internet content, Rooster Teeth, Channel Awesome. They're the two, big names that are still around.
They're still around. Like, Homestar Runner was big, but he doesn't do stuff nowadays.
Yeah, he does.
So, did he really?
Yeah. He does. He's not as big as he used to be.
Not as big as he used to be, but yeah, he's definitely been putting out videos.
But to be fair, he had that really long hiatus.
He did. He had a huge hiatus when he didn't do
anything. People these days basically have no idea what Teen Girl Squad is. Or Trogdor.
Oh my gosh.
Strong Bad Email.
I forgot about that.
Anyhow, the point is, he was saying, is that if it can happen to us, because we've been around for so long, if it can happen to us, it can happen to any one of you guys, who aren't nearly as famous. We're nowhere near the level of the Nostalgia Critic is. That frightens me to death.
The only
reason he was able to get his stuff back is because he's popular enough to make a video, and then everybody responded. Right. All his fans were like, hey, what happened?
We are not popular enough to get our channel back.
We're done.
In case anyone's wondering why we're talking about this instead of Bionicle, it's because it is relevant to our channel
important.
Because there's a lot of... There's a lot of weird going-ons with YouTube, especially lately. I don't know what's happening. I Hate Everything got taken down, too.
I Hate Everything got completely scrubbed from YouTube, and it was only after he, as well, along with several very big names, made an outcry that he got his channel completely back. It's been happening to a lot of people. I've been monitoring the situation like a hawk. And like you guys are saying, it is really important for us. Because the LEGO company is incredibly lenient. They're probably one of the more lenient companies out there when it comes to you using or discussing their content.
Right.
However, it's not necessarily that we're afraid of LEGO. And if they ever contacted us, we'd abide. It's that a lot of this is automated. It's not by choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the point Nostalgia Critic was really making in that video, is it took him 3 weeks plus to finally talk to a human being that worked with YouTube to get his channel back and running. That is such a scary thought. And it's not just him. I know you guys mentioned, it's been happening to a lot of different people. I know a channel that I was following recently, Alternate History Hub.
He does a lot of
history videos. One video I watched in particular, is how I discovered him, was a video he made in a Fallout lore for that game series. But that's basically his job, is uploading videos to YouTube. He makes a video every week, and it's always this big, arduous process. There's 20-minute long videos. So he puts a lot of work into it. The exact same thing happened to his channel, where monetization was screwed up for his videos, and he could not monetize any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what do you do? Do you keep uploading videos and try to fix the monetization in the meantime? Because if you do, you're not going to make any money on those videos. So what do you do?
That is always
It's a
struggle.
Really tough situation to be in, and you can't just, like, not put anything out there, because your audience has no clue what's going to, like, what's going on. And it's not like you can just expect everybody that watches your content to, like, be able to sympathize and understand what is happening. Because, you know, a lot of people don't really understand monetization, nor do they really care. They just want to see videos.
I got a tweet yesterday. So, yeah, this is the exact thing. I got a tweet yesterday because I posted up a tweet of me, and it was, you know, I was commenting on how one of the ads, I was on the boards, and it said, you know, it's a Ruby ad. And I was like, oh, you know, how great is that? So someone tweeted back at me. He's like, oh, you should get ad block. And I was like, why would I stop my own company from making money? I'm like, this is my site. Why would I put ad block on my site? I make money off this. This is me. it's the thing where people just don't understand that. Yeah, they're like,
they just don't understand that.
A lot of people, I mean, if you're listening right now, I mean, you know, a lot of people who enjoy our content will have ad block on when they browse YouTube. And that it's kind of a thing where it's like, you know, I mean, I get it. Video ads are annoying, but that also, like, cuts off all of our... We can't make money off doing this.
Right. The only other way for a content creator to make money would be to sell products to you, which is even more annoying and, like, intrusive to your
experience. And harder to do. I mean, it's harder to say, hey, just, like, watch this for, like, 5 seconds as opposed to give us $20 so you can get a shirt.
Yeah, like, because we've been selling shirts, and obviously we advertise Vessel and stuff, but those are always optional side things for extra revenue streams. They're never our main source of revenue, and not a lot of people actually do it enough to support it. So it's like, the advertisements are what keeps this channel running.
Yeah.
So when you use stuff like Adblock, you're really, really hurting channels. Now, usually, it doesn't really affect the bigger channels like the PewDiePies out there, who have enough subscribers and enough viewer base that they can still survive regardless of how many people are using ads. Like, I know PewDiePie actually mentioned that I think 40% of his audience actually uses Adblock, which is a crazy number.
It's
an insane amount of, like, a money he's losing out of.
I mean,
but
listen,
he's still able
scale,
to sustain himself.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if that was the same case for, like, the smaller channels like us with only 20,000 subscribers or so, that's a detriment.
Yep.
It really hurts small channels like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. A lot of people don't seem to really understand advertising at all, and a lot of people just don't care. Like, I know I watched a video from Rooster Teeth on the Off Topic podcast, and I know Jeff Ramsey was talking about how, like, he would see comments from people who who just did not care, like, at all. They were like, oh, well, I liked your video, but it just wasn't good enough for me to support, or something like that. Like, me to turn on ads, like,
take off and block. He's like, so if I like your content, then I'll block the ads. It's like, all right,
yeah. If
well,
I
you're
like
never
your video,
that.
I'll unblock it. Like, oh, come on. It like, he brought up a great point. It's just like, so you can spend all 40 minutes or 20 minutes watching our video, but you can't take that, like, first 5 seconds of ads.
Right. At the most, it's gonna be 30 seconds at the beginning. Granted, on Vessel, they only do 5-second to 15-second ads. Once in a while, I'll get a 15-second ad, usually just 5 seconds, which is a great way to do advertising. Personally, yeah. I feel like the way Vessel does advertising is great because 5 seconds. Normally, like, I think everyone can endure turning off ad block for a 5 second ad.
Well, the reason I really like Vessel is because I feel like they're better about having the ads there without it, like, messing with the experience, especially using the mobile app. I really enjoy, like, kind of scrolling through the platform and then, like, having that kind of ad sort of roll past. It looks nice, it's pleasant to look at, and it doesn't feel like it's intruding on the experience or anything, because you can just scroll right past it.
Right.
But you still get that commission on it, so it's nice.
To be fair, I'm probably the only person on this planet who actually likes this. I actually like advertisements. Like, even at the cinema and things like that, I just like sitting and watching them.
It feels like you're getting the full experience.
I
really do, too.
Also,
I like watching
time
commercials.
To, like, do stuff quickly.
See, and the one thing, like, I noticed is, like, a lot of websites actually, like, kind of format their, like, their design a little bit so that there's a specific place where they're going to place an ad. Right. And you can tell, like, that's where the ad is supposed to be. Whenever you have ad block on, at least for me, and I see that, I'm like, oh, this is weird. It's like the website looks incomplete or something. It's because it is.
Yeah.
They designed it with the intent of an ad going there. Like, IGN does this, where they've got, like, their background that has, like, that kind of merges with the ad to try to make it a bit more interactive and that kind of thing. If you have ad block on it, you don't get that experience. So their website feels less complete because of it.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah, I don't like having ad block on, personally, myself.
I get why people have it on. There's a lot of places where...
Oh, I
like,
understand it.
Yeah,
I disable ads it on certain... I go on a case-by-case basis, honestly.
I kind of do, too. As much as I talked before about like people who will be like, they'll never turn it off, I do have a whitelist of sites that I have. Like, I do Rooster Teeth, I have Channel Awesome, I have our site, I have YouTube whitelisted, but a lot of the other sites I will keep ad block on. And,
yeah, and I mean, it makes sense. Like, ads used to be incredibly annoying.
Well,
they
I mean,
all over the
place. There used to be, you know, like back in the day where like pop ups are everywhere. I was listening to this podcast of the guy who used to run the number one Britney Spears fan site. It was, listen, $15 CPM for one of those clicks. That's why pop ups were everywhere back then, because you would make a crap ton of money. You would make so much money. $15 CPM? Like, that's crazy now. Like, how much? We make, like, what?
We make an undisclosed
91
amount,
cents.
But so we're installing the pop-ups now. This was our way of announcing
that. Basically,
yeah.
That's our announcement.
Dude,
we're installing
pop-ups.
Oh no! You're here first, folks.
I know how to make very intrusive pop-ups if I really wanted to.
That is the channel forefront. Sorry about that. That was a really long channel discussion.
TTV talks about ads. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, that's basically it.
Could have done it.
Man.
Right, but it is important, though, especially for us having the majority of our audience on YouTube, which we would love to have on Vessel. Wink, wink.
People need to
be
aware of these things.
But, yeah, one really great way to get a video taken down if you're talking about Lego, illegal content. So.
Oh, yeah, like leaks?
Yeah. That's why we took them out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Another way to have your videos taken down or get copyright claims is by having music that you created that apparently someone else decided to copyright claim.
Yeah, don't get me started. Anyway, can we move on to Bionicle stuff?
Yes, let's talk about Bionicle.
Let's go to the happy place. Yeah.
But before we continue on, I know we have some stuff on the docket today for Bionicle. Something messed up that I think you forgot. We did get a cover for the next graphic novel. It's coming our way in a few months.
Okay, yeah, I did forget it. New cover, it looks ugly. So anyway, we're moving on.
Nice.
Tell us your opinion.
Yeah, I think you just Lewa-ist.
Lewa looks really dumb. I think this cover looks questionable.
I haven't even seen the cover. All right,
boom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Robot check.
You read my mind.
I don't see what's wrong with it. It's confusing.
Battle of the Mask Makers.
Boatsu looks like Kylo Ren.
Yep.
I'm ready to
like
talk
to
some real folks.
Mask.
Battle of
the
Mask Makers. Got like the weird long face and...
Lewa's got like this huge round chin. It's like a...
For some reason...
Hey, what's wrong with round chins, Meso?
Yeah, Meso.
They're trying to do a perspective
thing. I am personally offended.
I'm personally offended for her.
Dang right.
I don't know. I feel like this cover is stylized enough in a good way. I don't think it looks bad or anything. I think the characters here, like, obviously they're bigger, they're bulkier, they're a little shaped, they're differently shaped. But I think it works. It looks nice.
Is it a different artist?
I think it looks all
no,
right.
Same artist.
No, it's the same artist from the last one.
Huh.
I prefer the first cover, but this one isn't bad.
There
was a first cover?
Different.
Yeah, there was like another cover, wasn't there? There was another graphic novel.
Yeah, the first graphic novel.
Oh,
yeah,
you mean for the first graphic novel?
Yeah.
I thought you meant there was
an
alternate cover.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool if we saw some stuff like that. Concept art.
Excuse me. Although I do wonder... I actually just now noticed that the three Toa on this cover are the ones that weren't on the first one.
See,
yeah,
it's kind of...
I do wonder why we're still looking at the 2015 Toa when this is releasing in 2016.
Yeah, the reason for that is because this is covering...
Because Lego's too slow!
There's a good reason for that. It's because the focus of this graphic novel is going to be based in the past... almost exclusively from what we know, it's going to be talking about the brothers, Makuta and Akimu.
Sounds to me like this would have been a good thing to release in December, and the first graphic novel should have been in August. That's what I thought.
Well, we won't know until we read it.
Just saying.
So
I always have something to criticize.
By the time we actually get around to covering the 2016 story in graphic novel format, it'll be like summer.
Yeah, I wish we had a TV show to do that for us.
I mean, Lego didn't spend all their time molding golden masks.
Just
let him have it. Just let him have this, okay?
See, my thing is, like, you don't even know if those things even correlate at all.
I'm sure they don't.
You're complaining about stuff you have no idea.
It's from an outsider's perspective.
Yes, it's a
cool graphic novel. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
I was just going to say, at this point, I'm looking forward to figuring out how they go from the 2015 Toa to the 2016 Toa. What causes the transition to the new forms?
Ikimu built them stuff, the end.
Oh my gosh.
That could quite possibly be it.
I'm serious.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what it's going to be.
But I'm not going to accept you as a reliable source, Manesso, especially given your track record.
I believe it was already stated. I don't recall that. Don't trust me.
You were going to call him a piece of trash for a second.
No, Manesso isn't trash.
Trash.
Meso's not trash.
Meso's just trash.
He's filth.
No way, Kahi's filth. Meso's
just gotta
dirt.
Sweep him under the rug.
I'm having trouble keeping
pretend
all
he's
these
not
straight.
There.
What did I do? Good grief.
You spoiled everything.
Pot shots.
No, Kahi, I called you filth like 6 months ago in an episode. I don't remember anymore.
Exactly. What's up?
Wait. So,
can't you
so Meso's, Meso's dirt, Kahi's filth. What am I? What's everybody else?
No, what?
I'll figure it out later. Right now I'm trying to remember why it was I called Kahi filth.
No, I have a story. Ago. So Kahi's walking, and he sees a homeless person. For once, he takes pity, and this homeless person recognizes Kahi, and he's like, "Keep your change, you filthy animal."
Grade A story.
Fun fact, it's what I also said to Obama. Hey-o, no political discussion in the podcast.
Let's
move on.
Wow, is that racist? I think that was racist. You just called Obama a filthy animal.
No, I said... Well, I
mean. Well, he said...
Nice.
Wow.
Alrighty.
So now you know.
Why was going for the specific thing? Like
I was focusing on the change. That was my thing. Is like keeping yourself the change.
Sure, Kai.
That's what I got.
But you know,
sure. Yeah, tell you what, Ben is.
I think that was racist. I should be offended right now.
Kai, you may be filth, but I understand you sometimes.
Ben is grime.
Grime? Excuse you.
It sounds like we're trying to name our own thing of action.
I'm slime.
Meso's lime scale.
You're not a moderator on boards, Vin.
Lime scale.
What is that?
Lime scale. What the heck is lime scale?
It's basically, if you have hard water, it's the build-up that shows up on like your taps.
People have never heard of
What is hard water?
Well, there's hard water and there's soft
water. Water that hasn't been softened.
Is ice hard water?
What does that mean?
Like, it just
water.
Has more lime...
You cannot
it has
be
more
serious
lime...
right now.
It has more what?
Here,
I don't know what it's called, but there's stuff in it, more stuff in it that causes lime
Viper,
scale.
Here.
So I'm guessing, like,
Viper.
Lime scale?
Viper, I got this for you. It's water
Thanks.
That has stuff in it, like sand or...
Okay,
stuff
that's
like that.
A better. You keep saying
water.
More things that don't make sense.
I'm sorry.
You've never heard
scale
of hard water
stuff in the hard water.
You've never heard of Flippy Floppy? Well, what do you think? It's got the
Do you
it's
not
the
have
shite
it's got water
loppy
softener in, the loppy? In your house?
It's got the loppy,
what about
and then
the
you put there's more
squeezer?
Loppy than there are sign rights?
What is going on?
Who doesn't have water softener in their house?
I don't know, man.
Wait, what?
Boy.
So, back to Bionicle.
Water softener.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
I've never heard of water softener.
How can
never
you not
of
have heard of a water
squisher?
Softener? Is there not
I
one
what
in
does
your
it
house?
Do? What do you do?
It softens
water. Water softener is another word for a heater. Because
why is
when
it called
like,
soften,
when,
though? What are you softening?
Why don't we... You know what?
It's
normal,
not like, it's
okay,
not like you
okay,
go
hold
to
hold
bed
on,
in a sheet
on.
Of water.
When
you're
turning
on your
heater, you melt the ice, or in this case, you soften the water.
I just want to revel in this fact that there are people here who don't understand the basic concept of hard and soft water.
It doesn't make
what?
Any sense! Why would you call it hard?
Hard water is water that hasn't been treated and still has like a high content of trace minerals and stuff.
I understand.
It goes
understand
through the water softener. It takes
LJ
out
already
a lot
explained
of that excess
this.
Stuff. I don't care.
LJ
I'm
already
explaining
explained
it
this
anyway.
Like 5
Shut
minutes
up.
Ago.
Yeah, it's not
it was
a new concept.
Like literally 5
and
minutes ago.
When you don't soften the water, you leave all those minerals and stuff in there. Then when it gets on your bathtub and your shower walls and stuff, the buildup.
No one's saying that the process of softening or hardening water doesn't make any sense. What I have an issue with is why it is called hard water and soft water. That's a stupid phrase, a stupid thing to call it. Anyway, let's move on to the bionicle.
I think
there's stuff in the water that hardens on your surfaces.
So,
I think water hurts.
Yes,
but before we move on completely,
Witch of the West.
I think we should call it tender water. And two, does a toa of water
tender
produce
water?
Hard
I don't think that's
or
legal
soft
tender
water?
In
Golly, 2015
well,
is soft
listen,
water.
I,
Golly, 2016 is hard water.
Okay.
No, I think Golly
G1.
I mean, couldn't they control liquid protodermis? I would say that's hard water. Protodermis is
well,
mixed in with
the I wouldn't necessarily say that's the case because in,
wouldn't
funny
it be
enough,
hard
in Gen 1,
protodermis, soft
protodermis was treated. So,
right, but it's not water. It's very obviously something else other than water. It's a liquid protodermis.
Did they drink protodermis?
Yeah, see, the whole thing with protodermis is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's like,
they
it's like minerals.
Wait, why do they need to drink
gotta make
it?
That delicious protodermis milkshake.
Do they don't eat, though, right? So why would
they
drink?
Well, they absorb
energy.
They
do?
They absorb it through their hands. They absorb,
it's like
food.
Well, not osmosis.
Well, Scotty.
No,
do they absorb
like,
the protodermis through their hands,
the
then?
The Proctor
no,
probably
they drink
it with, like, straws, but, like, the Toa probably absorb it, yeah.
They drink it with straws. Okay. Yeah. Well, so...
That's not canon.
If they eat through their hands, why would they drink through their mouths?
Listen... Does this make any sort of sense? No. No. Bionicle does not make sense, Bob. Okay? There's no... I don't know why they eat... why don't they eat like normal people? I don't know. They have mouths.
Why do they eat all the robots?
Because they only like eating the weird ones.
Listen, they do have parts of their body that's
organic.
They eat
with their hands?
Yeah.
Dude,
they like absorb the energy from it.
They grab like a fruit and they just absorb the fruit through their
hands. Okay, listen.
It just kind of... It just instantly gets turned into energy.
Yeah,
how does a red blood cell get energy?
Okay, a blood cell doesn't get energy from...
Because it's not like your red blood cells eat.
Could they absorb
so, I mean,
hard water or like the minerals?
As it passes
like...
through the lungs,
no, okay. Isn't it?
The
don't they like? Aren't red blood cells keep like replenished basically? So they just flow around in your bloodstream and then like.
Did you
when
not
they exhaust,
watch Magic
they,
School
no,
Bus?
They carry oxygen.
Oh my god,
Magic School Bus.
They carry oxygen. That's
the way
right, they carry oxygen. So like they don't actually eat anything. Right?
So
they
if like a Matoran kinda... is eating
no.
pudding.
Go on.
No, but what doesn't matter? It doesn't make any sense for a Matoran to eat, though.
Go on.
No, not necessarily eating.
They do have
they
organic
their
components.
Hands, right? So if a Matoran's
saying
about to eat some pudding,
eat through their hands,
I mean,
was maybe a miswording. I would say
but,
that
listen.
They absorb the, they consume the energy.
So does that mean that if I presented a Matoran with some pudding, you could just absorb it through like his fingertips?
Yeah, no, because
well,
Matoran
no. Listen,
shouldn't have any pudding to
pudding
begin
would
with.
Be
listen.
More liquid. I feel like it would be like you put it in a bowl and they would absorb the bowl too.
Why are they eating?
Protodermis
pudding. They're cells.
But then
if anyone is going to be
know
eating,
how
you know
they
what?
Eat.
Anyone
that's true though. Can they eat stuff that's like not edible for us? Could you give them like a block?
Like
if they were trapped, if they were trapped in a prison cell, could
they
eat through the
block? Let's just all agree that this is very confusing, and even though
no, hold on.
This is very confusing.
You're ignoring the issue. The only one eating is Mata Nui. Mata Nui eats things.
The Gatari eat. The Aghori eat.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense.
Huh?
No, you're right.
It doesn't make any sense. The Matoran are Mata Nui cells. So if anyone's going to be
and
eating anything,
city
it would
is
be Mata Nui.
His brain. Why are you trying to rationalize this?
Look, this is all very confusing, and that's just
the
putting
Cuba,
it
okay,
mildly.
What you're saying,
listen,
though,
it's easy to rationalize. I saw Osmosis Jones. The thing is, it doesn't make any sense for these characters to eat. Mata Nui eats. The energy is transplanted into the rest of his body. How do they? How
At
do cells?
At what point did Mata Nui
no,
eat
no,
anything?
No, no, no.
I know! It doesn't make any sense! It's what I'm trying to say!
No,
so,
listen,
because
you're
one
right.
thing is already not making
but
sense,
not right.
you decide that the other thing not making sense is impossible.
Yes!
You're looking at the,
exactly!
The
I just
want to
know how Matoran
is...
eat pudding!
They don't! That's what I'm saying!
No! Muddy You're not Lee. Listening to me!
It's a metaphor. He doesn't naturally transfer any energy to the Matoran. The Matoran
well,
has
how
to,
did
like,
they get Matoran,
it's
then?
Not
I mean,
a
how did
metaphor.
That doesn't make any sense.
At one point,
Muddy
Nui is in a coma for like a thousand years.
Energy somehow. That doesn't make any sense at all.
In a coma for a thousand years. All the Matoran from Muddy Nui are on top of space.
Which is why everyone should be dead!
What's
no energy got into
eat.
The Mata Nui robot.
It really does make no sense because, like, they can't. What Takuma's saying, that can't happen. Because if you can just transfer matter into energy, you could. They could really just absorb anything. Like, they could just grab a rock and eat the rock because they're just turning it into energy. You know, but they don't.
Yeah, but that's not how that works.
They don't have that power. Matoran don't have the power to just melt stuff with their hands.
Here's what's going on. The way Mata Nui works. Is if, let's say you didn't eat, but instead you had a strawberry patch buried somewhere within your intestines, and every once in a while your cells just ran over to the strawberry patch and absorbed the energy from it. Almost
so
like
every
an internal
every single cell,
yeah,
it, you
never
have cell in my body,
eat, but you're still getting the benefits of eating. Because
right,
just,
every single cell in my body congregated on this one patch?
Is like coming from within.
Yeah, I know, but how do you power that substance?
Yeah, what is that patch? Where did that come from?
Where did
that
come from?
There?
How do you? How does that keep healthy?
It doesn't just grow. Listen. We don't just grow a patch of sustenance.
You can't.
How that works?
It's not like we can't put a, like a replenishable mine, like a video game, inside your stomach or something.
It's like photosynthesis, where you're absorbing sunlight, and that gets turned into the strawberry patch.
But there
in
is no sunlight because Mata Nui is buried inside of an island or inside of an ocean. So he's not getting any sunlight.
He had a face with a bunch of trees on it. There's your photosynthesis.
Oh,
wait,
huh.
Is that powering his entire body?
I'm not sure it is, but no.
Can we ask Greg?
Brought up a great.
Greg,
that is
listen.
A great point.
Yeah, let's ask Greg.
Listen, you guys are putting too much effort into this.
Oh my gosh,
debate.
What's it with you and pudding?
I
you
really
broke
like
Takuma.
Shut up!
Shut up!
So I really like pudding.
I don't know why you guys are trying to halt this completely fine conversation.
This is a perfectly good discussion.
Hey, okay,
why.
Guys, Takuma
just
wanted
saying...
to spread awareness for a Matoran universe he was very excited about. Okay?
Yes.
Don't
put words in my mouth.
TDD 181 hard pudding.
You gotta put something in your mouth to sustain your cells.
No, you don't.
Apparently
not
if you're a Matoran.
Listen, but no. Okay, so your idea, though, that the Mata Nui island on top of his face could produce photosynthesis because there are plant life there.
I was just spitballing. That wasn't an actual theory.
I know, but...
You're taking it way too seriously.
The thing is, that is a great response, though, and you just don't seem to realize it, and I'm trying to make you realize it because that just answered all the questions.
I know fully well of my intelligence. I just don't want to dwell on it.
Apparently you don't! Apparently you're smarter than you think you are! Listen.
Wow.
It makes sense now.
That's one heck of a compliment.
Photosynthesis.
Looks like someone's being
right there
caught up
on
in
his
a dream.
Face. That is how Mata Nui is getting his energy, and that's how he's able to support all the Matoran life forms and all the life forms in his body.
How is he transferring the energy to the Matoran?
Okay, but that's a good point. Okay, yeah. How is he transferring the energy to the Matoran?
It goes down through his pores into his brain.
But it doesn't make any sense that the Matoran are able to just absorb anything. That still hasn't been answered.
Yeah.
Like, no, why does a Matoran need to...
I mean, okay, what could happen is that, like, Mata Nui uses a form of nuclear fusion with the Red Star, because the Red Star, is even though it had something inside it, is still a star. It's still, like,
the issue
star.
Is that...
Wasn't
so
the
could
Red Star
that
also supposed to be, like, some sort of power source?
Yeah. No, like a jetpack. Was it supposed to be, like, a jetpack?
Yeah, but I thought it was... I forget what all it was capable of.
Listen, the issue is that none of us paid attention to biology classes. That's what the issue
is.
Okay,
no. Here's what I would surmise, all right? So the Matoran function by wireless charging. We don't have that technology now, but presumably the great beings did. We can charge stuff wirelessly.
We're
so
really
if
close,
what you're
though.
Saying... We are getting really close. I'm really excited. So what Takuma's saying could work. So Mata Nui is a giant robot, even though I guess when he was new and shiny, his panels would act as reflective solar panels, and he would be flying through space with the Red Star. He would absorb that, and then he would wirelessly charge all the Matoran. And then when he goes under, you know, observes other worlds, he uses photosynthesis to keep up with the Matoran charging. The only thing that stops that from like actually making sense is that Mata Nui's systems are all shut down when the Great Cataclysm happens. Even though there's photosynthesis going up, I don't know if he could still, you know, function. And if not, that at the end of Bionicle, Mata Nui is completely destroyed. So wireless charging is no longer a thing. The Matoran should have all died.
So what
as well
if,
as any everything, any other race in the Matoran universe. So at the end of Bionicle, everybody dies? That's not...
I'm down.
Torii Gotorian?
So how's about this? First of all, I love how we can't ever talk about Generation 2 without having an absolutely in-depth, full-length discussion about Generation 1.
It is pretty funny.
So any fans that were not here...
Did we even touch on Gen 2 yet?
not aside from the cover. So any fans that were not here for, like, 2001 to 2010, sorry. But what about this? So, Mata Nui Robot, it's in sleep mode. It has the photosynthesis going.
Okay.
But the Matoran being...
What is sleep mode? What is sleep
mode? I don't think he's in sleep mode. I think all Mata Nui systems were shut down.
When
weren't they?
When he crashed? No, he's in sleep mode. Because...
No, you're right, yeah.
The virus caused him to go to sleep. No. It didn't kill him.
No, he was just in a coma.
He's
just
in a coma, yeah.
He's in a coma.
At the kingdom, remember when the Ignica dies in the kingdom alternate universe? Then every system in Mata Nui actually shuts down. They have to evacuate everybody.
That's not what happened. Matoro didn't use the Ignica on time, and Mata Nui naturally died.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. So when his systems shut down, everything inside him shuts down. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's say in this case, he's in sleep mode, photosynthesis still works, however, the Matoran don't need to consume food. They're not consuming food for them, because they're cells, they're doing it for the Mata Nui robot.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works at all.
I mean...
Cells still need to get energy.
Yeah.
When you eat...
You know, LJ, you don't send your cells out to eat for you.
Yeah, your cells don't generate the energy.
What if they're sharing?
They take in the energy that you distribute to them.
Right.
If that
your
the
cells
case, then,
just distribute it.
Whatever they are consuming is a byproduct of...
But it came from Mata Nui, though.
Yeah.
See, the issue is I just don't understand like how
Mata Nui
that
makes
works.
Power.
So like, okay, I looked up how actual cells get energy. It's through the mitochondria. It's when you ingest.
You mean the mitochondria
food.
Is the powerhouse of the cell?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to GTV Biology Lesson Number 1.
Listen, it's like basically, basically energy, nutrients, and like sugar that passes through the membrane of your cell, and it gets absorbed into the cell itself.
Right.
And then that causes respiration,
my semi-permeable
which
membrane
just keeps the cell alive.
Called, I believe, right?
Right. With that said, the basic idea is that the cell absorbs energy from things kind of floating around it. So, this whole concept of the Matoran being able to just eat by absorbing things is not actually that far off.
Yeah.
My issue is...
Well, yes it is, because remember, conceptually they're cells. They're not actually functioning like cells.
Well, I mean, they are, though.
No. Conceptually, they are, but they don't function the exact same way.
They are literally an anagram for cells.
I know. Listen, I'm saying that they can't use.
How about you listen? He wasn't even finished.
A semi-permeable membrane in their hands. That's what I'm saying.
How do you know?
I don't give a crap about that. What I'm saying is, how does the energy that Mata Nui ingest become just objects for the Matoran to then absorb? What is that
magic?
Process? How does that happen?
Okay, so from what I've read. The Red Star and the Mata Nui robot actually have basically the same power source. Not the same power source, but two similar power sources. But it doesn't seem to be stated anywhere what those actual power sources are.
And it has
magic
some nuclear
and
fusion.
Gold.
There's a nuclear fusion inside the Mata Nui robot. There's a nuclear fusion core, and there's also a nuclear fusion core. But it disperses outside on the Red Star. That's why it appears as a star. There's
I like
no
how you
real
say these
reason.
Things with absolute certainty, Kahi.
Well, I mean, okay, listen. What can you give me another explanation that makes enough sense? Nuclear fusion is how
I'll
the
tell
sun
you
works.
Exactly.
Nuclear fusion is exactly how a star off. Even is lit up.
Don't say
if
yeah,
you
exactly.
look at the sun, that's nuclear fusion.
No, you're
right.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Well, that's
I'll tell you.
I'm
not sorry.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry. I will tell
you're
you.
Wrong. The Earth is flat.
I will.
You're
is.
Wrong. Two
I will
plus
tell
two
you
is
exactly.
22.
I'll wrong. Tell you exactly what the Mata Nui robot
Tower.
Runs off of.
Okay, what?
It's friendship.
Oh my god.
Because
all right,
in
it runs
the
off
end,
Farshti power.
No,
Takuma,
it runs
Takuma,
off magic and gold.
Takuma would agree. Friendship
I don't
want to
hear
magic.
No, I wouldn't.
What Var is saying still makes sense. There's no, like, everything that grows in Mata Nui has to come from somewhere. there has to be one power source that's at least self-sustaining. I'm pretty sure if they use the same power source as the Kim is saying, it's a nuclear fusion core somewhere within Mata Nui. But that being said, the Matoran absorbing stuff through their hands, we know that they can't always do that because that's not like a power the Matoran have. Because imagine, if you could do that with your hands, you could also melt anything with your hands because you're just converting matter into energy. So it has to be a particular form of matter, or they're not doing it through their hands at all. But isn't that confirmed? And someone say that they eat it through their hands?
Or it's just like not even real matter. It's just a bunch of compressed energy that looks like matter because it's so small.
Yeah, the Matoran can eat in two different ways. Either absorbing it through their hands or physically like a human eating it with their mouths.
Var,
the Matoran can eat it with their mouths too?
Yeah. So can Toa and Turaga and pretty much anything in the Matoran universe. It's just viewed as a very repulsive act.
The hand thing shouldn't... Why does the hand thing exist? Why not just keep it... I can get it, right?
You eat a
berry, the internal, like, it's digested into the stomach. That's why the stomach's organic. And then all that energy is converted.
Do Matoran have stomachs? Because
it doesn't... It doesn't make any sense for the Matoran to eat through their mouths or have stomachs.
Well, it does.
They don't,
it does.
Well,
they shouldn't have a digestive system.
They have
their cells.
They're partly... No, listen. Var, you're taking the cell thing too seriously. It's just a metaphor.
That's what they literally are, though.
Then they're not literally cells, though.
They are literally cells.
They are not literally cells.
They are literally cells instead of a giant body.
No,
listen. They're metaphorically cells in a giant body. They're not literally cells. They are not, like, your cells are made up of...
Your
cells in your body are organic matter. They're not part of...
I'm calling shenanigans in this argument.
Dude.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You said literally cells.
They are!
They're not literally cells.
I definitely...
They represent cells. Your cells do not bear Kanohi masks, okay? They're not
mine,
20% organic. And then,
you don't know that. You don't know a thing about my body.
Your cells are 100% organic.
I didn't know you personally knew my cells. I didn't know you were on a one-on-one connection with them.
I had dinner with some of them.
Y'all are gonna wind up in a cell.
Ooh.
I think the first one to wind up in a cell will probably be you, Takuma.
Yep.
Just have suspicion.
And all you'll have to drink is hard water.
That's nasty. And it's mixed with chlorine. Ooh.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
same,
like
it'll
the
have
worst type of
so
water.
So it'll have Splenda in it.
It's like, it tastes like water from like a public swimming pool, and you're like, what?
So diet soda.
Do public swimming pools still exist? I don't think I've ever seen
there's
one.
A public swimming pool in my town.
Still exists.
There's one in my apartment.
I have
people actually. Oh, well, yeah, I know apartment complex have those. Those aren't public swimming pools, though.
Yeah.
I've not been to a swimming pool in approximately 10 years.
What happens when you
okay, so in conclusion, G1 is just all sorts of messed up. The metaphor doesn't really make. I mean, the metaphor.
I guess the question
is,
how literal is the metaphor?
It's not that literal as you're saying.
It is that.
I think it was an inspiration.
It's inspiration. They function as cells. They're not literally cells. Obviously enough, they're not literally like the cells in your body.
Themselves are composed
they
of
are,
like
though.
Different kinds of matter. Your cells,
right? They have cells within them. They have organic matter in them. They have organic stuff. So that's obviously made out of cells.
Seriousness
have their own
here.
Cells.
Like, if we can be real
can
for a second.
We actually know that, though?
If we can be real for a second, we can ask Greg that he is
nope,
still
I'm
around.
Fake.
We can do this. We can have an answer for next episode.
That's actually a good point. Kahi,
it's
up to you.
Yeah.
You're our writing dude, so write that to
ask
someone.
Him, please.
No, I have a perfectly
reasonable
answer.
I don't know
about
you, but none of my cells sound like Kathleen Barr.
Well, none of my sounds like sound like I don't remember their names. Messo?
Wow.
You
completely interrupted that just to completely drop the ball.
Amazing. So,
well, no, that was
I can't
point.
Believe we actually made it to 48 minutes without talking about a single thing we planned to talk about this episode.
Yeah,
that's pretty
like,
cool.
You interjected the graphic novel. I wasn't even going to bring that up. Like, come
yeah.
on, man.
Graphic novel?
I mean... The graphic novel was helpful. I'm glad that we did have that news there.
Is it really
otherwise
helpful?
We wouldn't have talked about it.
Yeah. Wow, we would have missed talking about that sweet cover. Boy, guys.
Right. I'm sorry, Mr.
Yeah, the graphic novel's not even on our list of things to talk about.
I know, because Meso forgot about it, and it's still news.
Or he excluded it for a reason.
Meso?
Maybe because
which one?
There were more Meso. Important things to talk about.
Meso, did you forget about it? Because earlier this episode, you said you forgot.
I did forget.
There you go.
But
thank
if
you.
I had remembered, I would not have put it on the list.
Meso, you're dirt.
Elder, there's a fine difference between you and me. I did not even report on the first graphic novel cover.
Yeah,
you
right.
made it like a big deal.
Yeah, I
mean, it is a big deal. It's news. It's a
not.
Big stinking deal.
You know what
deal.
Else is a big deal? Journey to One footage.
That we should talk
deal
about.
Deal pudding. But apparently,
you know what?
I'm
so,
pudding.
I love
pudding.
Else is a big deal? Hard water.
You know what else is a big deal? Cells.
You know what? You know what else is actually a big deal? Yeah, the Journey won the footage, but
Finn.
Also the voice actors.
Yes,
that's
oh,
actually
yeah.
kind of a big deal. I'm surprised you don't care about that, LJ.
Yeah,
oh,
LJ. Looking out
no,
for your own people.
He doesn't care because he's not one of them.
Yeah, see that's the
he's
thing.
Protesting.
I feel personally insulted. They didn't contact
well, you
me.
Be.
Nothing. They'd like. They know what the fans want, and they want a
listen,
properly represented.
They, you should be personally
so
insulted
you.
To your core that they didn't do this because you're not a good voice actor.
Okay, first of all. How dare you say that? And like anyone else here could say that, but you. You can't say that, Kai. You can't,
why can't
you
I say that?
Because you can't talk.
Why are you forbidden
so?
To say
I can hear, blah, blah. And I can hear you're not a good voice actor.
I liked where we were, let's talk about Journey to One and the voice actors, and then I went to, no, let's fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks,
no,
Brett
that's fun podcast
but no, I mean, it's like...
The
so
WWE Super Slam.
Lego does something really weird.
Jay and Kai.
John Cena! See what I did there?
Pudding!
John Cena, amazing.
We're fighting
so,
over
so
the
here's
Pudding
the thing
Championship.
With these voice actors. We got an update on Netflix, and they're listing for Bionicle Journey to One, and it named six voice actors. Nolan Blazer, Paolo Bryant, Jacqui Fox, Quinn Green, Jeff Hughes, and Corey Hunter. They've all done things in the past. They almost all have IMDb pages. However, none of them are instantly recognizable voice acting names. And this is a common thing that LEGO does. They will take a very small kind of number of voice actors, smaller names, and they will kind of bring them into the fold, no pun included. Similar to Ninjago and Shima.
No pun included.
Intended. Gosh dang it, fudge.
No pun included? There was definitely a pun included there.
Yeah.
No pun included.
It's pretty cool.
Why would you even need to say that if there was no pun?
No pun included.
Aldrin and I were talking about this off air, and then I made a fold joke like the band for Ninjago.
Yeah.
That's probably why. But that's a stretch. No, I think it's cool. Good. I appreciate that there are six life. Voice actors. That was
instead
a big deal
one.
For me in the animations. Yeah,
been
so,
seven.
You know, I'm sure we'll have more than six. I'm sure like Akimu and Umarak will talk, and I'm sure there'll be one or two other people. But at least the Toa, presumably the Toa. We don't actually know who is who here, but I would presume these are the six Toa. So that's.
I mean, yeah, there's six voice actors. I'm assuming they're the Toa.
I mean, yep. It's not right, like so. You can't have one actor doing more than one voice.
I answer true, then that would mean
but
like,
it just like
could easily be doubling up on some of these.
Yes, but it says starring these six voice actors.
No, listening.
So Umarak's sure gonna Katoa. Like grunt like the Skrull in Legend Reborn. Like,
Umarak. Umarak.
Umarak.
Yeah.
Well, he's like a Pokemon, and the only thing he knows how to say is his own name.
That'd be great.
Liwa.
Uma.
Liwa.
Uma.
We also know.
Talking about the Toa. I was talking about Umarak.
We also know. Hopefully, by the time this episode actually comes out, this news isn't like irrelevant because I'm sure we'll have a proper release date one of these days. But at least in certain countries, it's coming out March 4th. So there is that. It's in Italy and what was the other country, Elger?
It's Dutch.
Okay, yeah, Dutch. Great country. Great
the
country.
Great country of Dutch.
Sorry, I spouted the word out there real fast.
My favorite country is English.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is America,
so,
but
and
works.
We don't actually know, I don't know personally, if Netflix releases their shows worldwide or if it will maybe a staggered regional release.
No, they do not release everything worldwide.
Sometimes they do. It's case-by-case basis.
Sometimes they do, but like I think judging from the animations we got last year, they don't release things worldwide at the same time.
Yeah. So I would like to think it's going to come out in the U.S. in February, but it may actually be later. I don't know. I don't honestly know.
It could be a Ninjago issue where it like comes out in another country, but it's in English and just gets leaked online.
That would be so awful, especially because it's Netflix. I'd facepalm so much.
We could just do like a proxy switch.
Well, like, yes, like that's true. That.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are not. Wow. I'm not.
What?
Nothing.
Pudding is good.
It's pudding is my life. It's pudding is food.
I wish it were my wife.
That makes sense. You just like you do a proxy switch, yeah, so that you're like in a different country, basically, and then just log into your account that you paid for. Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. You pay for it.
It comes out ahead of time in like other countries. I ain't missing out on this nonsense.
Yeah, that is a good point. Some members on our board are suggesting like they were trying to figure out ways to get it illegally. And it's like,
or we could just not pirate it and support Bionicle so we get more episodes.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's on Netflix, guys. I mean, come on. It's like,
some of them don't have Netflix or they don't have access to Netflix.
Or you could just, you know, like take out the trash and mow the lawn or something.
I mean if you've never had a Netflix account, can't you just pay for American Netflix? Can't you just get one month for free?
You can.
You can't get a month for free.
But the issue is, Vin, is that they don't actually have, like, Netflix does not exist in their country.
That's a bit more of a fair issue there, because if Netflix doesn't exist in your country, you can't pay it.
Then,
you're kind of just missing out on that content.
That's where you might as well pirate it then, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
It also
by the same time,
that
I know the alternative.
I mean, technically, it's not like that would cause them to lose money, but I do not condone pirating.
Italian-speaking individuals on Eurobrix, specifically Tazak, state that, it may not be Italian-speaking, you may use like Google Translate, but he says it also explicitly states that Season 1 will be available March 4th.
So. I don't put any stake in that.
I think it's just a generic Netflix term. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's confirmed to be a season 2. Like, Young Justice season 2 just came out on Netflix. Doesn't mean there's going to be a season 3. Sad face.
I mean, it's a bit of a different case when it's a premiere, but I understand what you mean.
It's just something they say. Now, I think, like, Journey to One being on Netflix is one of the biggest steps forward for Bionicle content. It's going to be kind of interesting for us because Netflix never says how well their shows do. We have no way of gauging how well Bionicle is doing. If it was released on YouTube, for example, we could say, well, this has so many thousand views, it's this, you know, this popular.
We have
no idea when it comes to Netflix. So we just kind of have to cross our fingers, encourage everybody to watch it on Netflix, and hope for the best.
Please watch it. I'm begging you here.
Please watch it.
As long as we watch it and like it's good and we talk about it.
Journey to One, we actually know. It was at Toy Fair. It was confirmed, even though it wasn't like a big breaking news. Everybody kind of figured this. 4 22-minute episodes totaling to 88 minutes in runtime. That's more than all of the 4 original Bionicle movies.
Yeah, that's plenty of content.
This is awesome.
A lot of people see the 4 episode thing and they're like, "Oh wow, this sucks. This is going to be so short." No, it's actually pretty.
We're getting a movie, basically.
That's a lot of content.
People really need to watch this because that's almost a 400% increase from like what we got.
This is better than what we ever got.
I feel kind of bad for the people that worked at LEGO that knew of Journey to One that had to listen to us complain about the animations being so short and be like, guys, we're working on it. Like, you keep talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
I've been working on this show for like the past year and a half. We already fixed all this stuff you're complaining about. And they just had to sit us, you know, and just
listen to everything we were complaining about.
Those complaints are still very valid. Right. The animations were too short, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, they were testing the waters a little bit, and I think it was a success. But I hope so.
I feel like, you know, I've made content before, and when people ask me for something and I know I've actively done that, it makes me feel a bit happy, so it can't always be like a negative reaction to it.
Listen, the big thing about this is that it's going to be on Netflix Kids. You can restrict Netflix to like a kids-only account. A lot of parents do this so that their kids can just watch stuff on Netflix. So even if, like, you know, encourage your little siblings and cousins and nieces and nephews to watch this. Like, if they're, like, you know, just kids watching whatever on Netflix like kids do, just like, hey, you know, you should watch this. Add it to their list or something.
Oh, yeah.
The more kids watch it, the more Netflix knows it's doing a good job because they're trying to do a lot of original kids content. And some of that has been hit and miss, I guess. I know the Croods came out. I saw an episode of that. I didn't like it. I felt the animation was kind of cheaply done, honestly. There's the Peabody and Sherman one. I haven't seen that. There's some original content that they're just trying to do, and they're trying to see what is the most popular for kids going forward. Yeah. And I would say that Lego, if we can make Bionicle be like one of those things that the original content by Netflix that's really popular.
I feel that Bionicle's kind of interesting because it always has something very engaging about it. Like, I remember telling my brother about Bionicle when he was younger. Like, now he doesn't care. He'd rather play, you know, Call of Duty or something. But I remember...
Oh, gee, that's a great, great recommendation there.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. But, yeah, I remember telling him what it was about and he found it interesting. He actually brought a set. Like, he brought the Bionicle Stars, I think.
He
brought a set?
I did it again.
He bought a set.
Derpy.
And then he continued to buy things, like, from Hero Factory and things like that.
Hey!
Yeah.
Wow. UC basically recommended him Hero Factory. Nice job.
Rip A. Jeff had a mediocre run.
That was around in the store. So.
Yeah. Hashtag bring back Hero Factory if you're listening to this.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
I feel like... Netflix might, if the Netflix show does well, and they want to continue to commit to making more episodes of it because it's one of the forefronts of their kids' original content, Bionicle might continue past 2017, maybe? I don't know if that's how that works. That's not a guarantee or anything, but like Lego would have an incentive to continue the line if they know that they have a partner who is willing to license it for them to put on, you know.
It would be pretty fantastic.
It would be a bonus that Lego would consider when it comes to renewing Bionicle in 2017. Basically,
the future by now, rests with Journey to One.
That being said, by now I would say by now they kind of have already made that decision, maybe, and they're seeing how Journey to One might be the tipping point for that because Lego plans stuff out, you know, a couple years in advance. So by now they've either said Bionicle's going to continue because of these sales, or it's not going to continue. Journey to One might tip that, maybe, might be something they could argue for, but we don't know.
We shall see. Either way.
Yeah.
And can we just say, like, I don't know about you guys, Journey to One looks absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, I love the style.
So far, yeah. The art style is so good. Like, the animation art style, the one thing I will miss about the animations quite a lot is the art style. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic, but this is, like, leaps and bounds. Ahead in terms of production values. It is so good.
Yeah, dude. I'm loving the
it's
new
so unique.
Style.
It's so different from like any other Lego theme. It's going to give it an identity.
It's Ruby-ish. I love how it's like the backgrounds look like they're painted.
No. It's not
the
that
the characters
bad.
Look like they're self-shaded.
Ouch.
I would say it's more true to the Ruby style than Ruby-ish.
Sometimes.
I'm sure that was pleasant to listen to.
Sorry.
Someone's allergic.
Yeah, I'm allergic to Ruby. No, I'm kidding.
It's gonna be great.
Me too. Oh.
Get wrecked, Ruby.
I'm kidding.
Get rubied. Right.
Oh, there's a new episode, guys. You gotta watch.
Yeah, there is. Okay. It's gonna be fantastic.
Even the choreography looked really good. The camera,
they're going actually out, like, using their elemental powers.
Using their elemental powers. Like,
next season, I'll get in contact with Lego. My people contact theirs. Yeah.
Why would they
We're
switch voice actors?
LJ, what are you gonna do? Like, if you were to actually get the role of Lilo,
not be here. I'll tell you that much.
Because, like, yeah, I was about to say, like, your name's going to be out there at that point.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm prepared for that. But I probably couldn't be here, literally. Couldn't be on the podcast.
Totally fine.
So we'd get rid of LJ.
Wait. Why couldn't you be on the podcast?
I'm working with Lego. I'd be under NDA, and I'd have to go get permission to be on the podcast, and I couldn't talk about it at all.
He does have a point.
Yep.
All right, bye, LJ.
They may still allow him, but I doubt it would be a regular, every week occurrence.
Now we have this thing where it's like, okay, do we get rid of LJ from the podcast and put up with him on the Netflix show, or do we keep him out of the Netflix show and continue Bionicle and suffer him through the podcast?
Oh, listen. So, like, on one hand, we would get rid of LJ. On the other hand, we'd have no podcast because Bionicle would fail because of the terrible voice acting. We wouldn't have anyone Bionicle to talk about.
I was
going to
say, on the other hand,
so,
you had to talk
darned
about
if
me,
we do,
but
darned
you know what?
If we don't.
Fine, worst case.
Out of the frying pan in the fire. Man.
Wow. Oh boy!
Yeah, no winning.
We shall see. We got a tough decision to make.
Capitalize on. So yeah.
Alright, well, for now, we'll probably go ahead and end this episode of the TTV podcast. Amazingly, like, there really isn't that much to talk about with Journey to One at the moment, so I'm quite glad we were able to squeeze that in amidst all our other stuff.
I'm amazed.
So, GG, guys.
We still don't know any of the answers to our questions.
I can't believe
you guys still
underestimate the power of being able to talk about literally.
We are masters at that. We were forged in the fires of No Bionicle News for 3 years.
I was forged in the fires of procrastination.
If people like wonder forged how we're able to do this so quickly, we started our podcast and built it up when Bionicle was gone and there was nothing to
started
talk about.
Started from the bottom, now
so,
we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my,
so
started
we've
from the pudding, now we're here.
Stretching
what
out
is
everything?
Feel
like everything you say is like one liner.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Kenobi.
He references other things. Van Pudding isn't funny. It wasn't funny
someday.
The first time. It's not funny now.
Listen,
hey,
pudding
is
two things has happened to you, Venom. Either A, you've got a comics form as food obsession, or B, you're Harley Quinn.
Hashtag hard water.
Pudding.
See, here's the thing. Yes, I know pudding's not funny. I never said it was funny. Pudding is not a joke.
Gosh.
It is something to be taken very
pudding
seriously.
Is disgusting.
So you can
let's
go
end.
Screw
all
yourself.
Right. All right.
Okay.
That's enough.
Pudding is
all right,
disgusting.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TTV podcast. We'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled Bionicle discussion, and hopefully by then we'll have some more details to tell you about. As always, check us out on Vessel for 1 week early access at vessel.com/TTV channel and audibletrial.com/TTV for a free audiobook of your choosing. And one day, the shirts will return.
Actually, they should be out by
awesome.
Now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Even if the website's not finished, the shirt page will be up. So, you'll have a nice little preview of what we've been working on.
Store.TTVpodcast.com.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next week. I'm Messine.
I'm Bartaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And this was TTV 181. Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
That's
wait,
how we have
time. Happy Mardi Gras?
No, but like, by
Mardi Gras,
time.
Mardi Gras is this coming week.
It is this coming week.
What?
Woo!
Yep.
No
yeah,
way.
It's coming up, dude.
Yeah.
Expect a new vlog from Meso. Mardi Gras.
Welcome
maybe not.
To
maybe
Mardi Gras.
We'll see, yeah. Anyway, see you next time, guys.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.